635-5910. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Thursday, February 22nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I just texted Joe Erlinghaus at Valor America Super PAC. He's the attorney that wrote that email to Mark Whateley, who is presumably going to be the next chairman of the RNC, endorsed and supported by Donald Trump. I just texted him, any updates to report? So we'll see if he gets back to us here before the end of the show. I want to announce, too, that a longtime Patriot conservative brother of ours, John Haggard, Haggard Plumbing and Heating there in Charlevoix. If you're heading down 31 coming out of Charlevoix, it's the plumbing heating HVAC company on the east side of 31. He's always had a banner or sign out there says that it's the Republican Party headquarters for Charlevoix County. John is being charged by Dana Nessel, along with 15 others, as being the, quote, fake electors. They're having to hire attorneys to defend themselves so that he stays out of prison. Now, personally, I don't think the case is going to end up going anywhere, because when they signed their alternate slate of electors for Donald Trump from the 2020 election and attempted to submit them to the building, the Capitol, and was locked out from doing so, bypassed that process and got their slate to Washington, D.C. for then Vice President Mike Pence to consider, because we had all kinds of allegations of voter fraud happening in our state of Michigan. You heard Patrick Kobach talk about it in the first half hour of hour number two. We submitted affidavits of fraud that we witnessed with our own eyes. I signed one of them, along with about 1,000 other people. We submitted them to Matt Hall, who was in charge of the House Oversight Committee, to Senator Ed McBroom, who was the Senate Oversight Committee. They didn't want to hear it. Biden won, Trump lost, get over it. Well, of course he won, because of all the fraudulent activities that we witnessed with our own eyes. Well, guess what? He's being prosecuted. This longtime conservative patriot army veteran does not need this in his late years of his life. He has a defense fund set up. John Haggard, H-A-G-G-A-R-D, defense fund. He bought a post office box, rented a post office box in his hometown of Charlevoix, Michigan. It's P.O. Box 35, Charlevoix, Michigan, 49720. Folks, as a personal favor to me, would you please write out a $10 check, $20, $50, whatever you can afford, without it hurting your family. Write out a check and mail it to John Haggard Defense Fund. That's who you make the check out to, and you mail it to. The P.O. Box is 35, Charlevoix, Michigan, 49720. If you want me to forward this to you, just text me the word John. Text me the word John, and I will forward this text message from John Haggard to you. I asked him, can you come on my show to talk about it? He hasn't responded yet. You got to understand, folks, him and Phyllis, long time staunch Republicans. John served on state committee. He served previous chairs, being part of their budget finance committee. He is an awesome, awesome patriot soldier with us. I forget how old he is. I'm going to say perhaps late 70s, early 80s. I'm not sure. He doesn't deserve this in his waning years of soon to be retired. But because of this criminal prosecution, folks, I believe he's still having to work. He's got to pay the attorney to defend himself. And if you could just mail him $5, even $10, I don't care. I want to help him and Phyllis. They should not be coming out of pocket to pay for their attorney fees to defend themselves against this evil attorney general that we have, Dana Nessel. She's using her office once again as a political weapon against her political enemies. She wants to make an example out of her and the other 15 electors. Sean Maddock, Marion Sheridan, a bunch of people. Well, John's from our listening area. He's from Charlevoix. I've attended the Charlevoix County Lincoln Day dinners. The new chair, Oscar Barton, is doing a great job. Vicky and I went to their event. I helped try to facilitate auctioning off items to raise money for them. I will do anything I can to help that party. I will do anything I can to help any local county party. Get a hold of me in advance. Make me aware of your events. I'll talk about them on the radio. Vicky and I will come. The bottom line is, this has got to be us supporting our own. And John Haggard is one of us. Now, we haven't always agreed politically. He endorsed and supported Howard Walker back in 2010 against me. Why? Because he didn't know me. He didn't know Vicky and I. We were new to the area. He didn't even know if we were Republicans at the time. Which, by the way, I'm not any longer. But I support the Republican Party, county parties, and will do anything I can to help them grow, make money, have money in their coffers to get good people elected. Now, I do want to mention and bring up, because we're doing such a great job in recruiting candidates, we've got a new candidate filed in Otsego County for a county commissioner yesterday. He's going to be on the show next week. We had Robert V. Crook, who filed in Presque Isle County, District 5. He's going to be running against the longtime incumbent Democrat, John Chapa. Well, in talking with Cliff Tellini, who is in the District 1 area, county commissioner for Presque Isle County, he says, Randy, he found out and has no problem sharing this today publicly with you guys in Presque Isle County. District 4. Represented currently by Wayne Saley Jr., Republican. He lives in Hawks, Michigan. He's taking a job out of state and is not going to run for re-election. So because of that announcement, we're now recruiting in District 4 as well as Districts 2 and 3. Tellini's in 1. Robert Crook is going to win District 5 and retire John Chapa, the Democrat. Bye-bye, Johnny. And we need people in Districts 2, 3, and 4. Now, District 2, in analyzing the population and the logistics, I'm really hoping to find somebody besides Belknap Township and Rogers Township. I'm really looking for somebody in Akiak Township. if any of you live in Akiak or you know somebody who does, that would make a great Christian conservative patriot county commissioner, have them give me a call after the show. That's in District 2. In District 3, City of Roger City, east of U.S. 23. So if you know somebody that lives in Roger City, city limits, east of 23, I want to talk to them. But now, with Wayne Saley not running for re-election, District 4 is open. That's Bismarck Township, Case Township, Metz, Moltke, and Posen Townships. Ideally, perhaps Case Township, Posen, I don't care. If you know somebody or you live in Case Township, for example, I want to talk to you about running for county commissioner. If you know anybody that lives in Case Township or Posen or Moltke, Metz, whatever, give them my number. Tell them Chuck or Randy wants to talk to you. We will help you file your paperwork, help you get your checking account. Personally, I'm very happy with Huntington Bank. They give us free commercial checking accounts for these organizations, these campaigns, online banking capabilities. You get a check, take a picture of it with your phone and deposit it in your bank account. You don't even have to go to the bank. They give you a debit card. You can buy cards, signs, yard signs with your debit card right out of your campaign account. No fees. I love Huntington Bank. I love credit unions, but for commercial banking purposes, I like Huntington Bank. We'll explain all that to you. How to fill out your affidavit of identity. How to get your signatures for your petition. How to get your campaign finance committee set up. I'll advise you on helping you with your cards, your website. Jonathan Deek has agreed to set up websites for these candidates. He's going to be running for county commissioner in Sheboygan. We've got a great crop of people stepping up and getting involved. So again, we're recruiting for county commissioner in districts 2, 3, and 4 of Presque Isle County. Greatly appreciate if you give me a call or a text after the show, 231-360-5140. We want to help you. Checking in with Joe Arlett House as far as what updates he may have from the courtroom down in Grand Rapids. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate all the text messages back and forth. But yes, we are making changes. We've talked about it. We're recruiting. We're recruiting new candidates in Antrim County for commissioner, Emmett County, Otsego County, Presque Isle County, Sheboygan. I need four new county commissioners in Mackinac County. The only one worth keeping is Mike Patrick. And I hope you other four are listening. Don't even bother to file because you're going to be defeated in the real Republican primary election on August 6th. I'm going to work with Roxanne Dufort. We will find four good Republicans to replace you. Mike Patrick, if you're listening, you'll be handed the gavel back. You will be the chair reinstated January of 2025. It's coming. We're getting new county commissioners. We're getting new school board members. We are going to grow our movement even more. And it's very simple. People are fed up. Fed up with faults. Representation. In my Antrim County, I've got a county chairman of the Board of Commissioners, Terry Van Alstein, who's flat out a Democrat, living with Don LeVanway, another county commissioner. Yeah, they're shacking up together, who's also a Democrat. I am personally targeting both of them to be replaced in my Antrim County. They're both absolutely the worst county commissioners I have ever seen in Antrim County, and they're going to be replaced this year. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be talking to a person I hope will decide to run against Terry Van Alstein. They voted to raise taxes. They voted to give a multi-million dollar tax abatement for cheap, affordable housing in Bel Air, at the expense and cost of all of us other taxpayers in Antrim County. Not only did they raise our property taxes, but they gave a tax abatement to this developer to build an affordable housing project in downtown Bel Air so Joe Short of Short's Brewery can have, and other employers can have, affordable housing for their employees at our expense. They spent almost $6 million renovating a building that did not need to be spending $6 million on it. We're going to be knocking on doors. I am personally going to knock on doors in Terry Van Alstein and Don LeVanway's district against them for the August 6th primary in my county. What are you going to do to knock on doors for new commissioners in your county? I'm not asking you to do anything that Vicky and I are not willing to do. She drives and I walk. And now that I'm down 90 pounds and got more energy, I feel like I'm 20 years old, I'm going to be able to knock on a whole lot of doors this summer. Build my leg muscles back up. I'm doing exactly what cool Mike Farage is doing today in, I forget where he said. Where are you? Port Huron? Where the heck is he? One of the things you have to understand, people, these are without a doubt. Without a doubt. These are the people we need to help. We need to get elected. We need to absolutely, absolutely help them out. Better yet, run yourself. First of all, while you guys are voting this week, fill out the affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate. File it. I need you to be a precinct delegate wherever you're listening. I don't care where you're at. You've got to do this. Because the process, folks, will only change is if we run. That's it. If we run and win, we start making changes. It's that simple. The process takes time. Well, we've been spending the time. We started a couple years ago in that election. We're back at it, and we are on steroids for this election. We're raising money. We're getting supporters. We're growing the parties. We're going to do it. Failure this year is not an option. We will win. Let me check my phone and see if I got any last minute text correspondence back from Joe yet. See if we have a response. Nope. No updates on the court case in Grand Rapids. Haven't heard back from him, so we'll be seeing if we can possibly get him on the show tomorrow. It's going to be a great show. Lots of information. Tim Roberts is actually from PatriotsRelief.com. He's actually at CPAC this morning down there in the Washington, Virginia area. He'll report live from CPAC. Give us a field report. We're going to talk to Doc Sherry. She is also going to be at CPAC. She was in Washington, D.C. at the beginning of the week, and today she's in CPAC. We'll be talking to her at 11:30 tomorrow. So, got a great show for you tomorrow, folks. Greatly appreciate you guys. Again, if you want to donate to John Haggard's Defense Fund, just text me, John, and I'll send you the information. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow for a great Friday. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across...